Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
All right, welcome back. It is the Bart Winkler Morning Show, Wednesday edition. Just a lonely little Wednesday. No one's going to hurt you. No one, everything's going to be fine. Holidays are coming up. In the 6 o'clock hour, we talked about what you did last night. It was one of those slow sports world, at least locally. I mean, obviously, the Packers weren't in action. Brewers offseason. Bucks were not in play. They are tonight down in Miami, but just a channel turner. What'd you do last night? Anyway, right now, just to finish up, how we got led to this point of listening to a sports talk show took various different paths here, and I got to say that you know, it's a little bit different based on age. I will say that for sure. Toby, you obviously much younger than me, sort of a similar path, though. I mean, you know, you were playing outside and doing the whole thing, and that was probably how you got into your field, honestly, let alone your interests.
Yeah, I always loved sports and just getting into playing and all that stuff. And, you know, I spent a lot of time at my school and places, so I didn't necessarily always play at home outside. I lived out in the country in Virginia, so I didn't live in a neighborhood where I'd go hang out with the, you know, neighborhood kids and go driving around or go riding my bike around and go hang out. So, you know, when I was at home, I kind of just did stuff inside or, you know, hit golf balls in the backyard. But I did hang out with the friends a lot of times after school. We'd throw the ball around and stuff like that. And it absolutely led me to this point where, you know, fell in love with the sports, fell in love with everything about them. And then wanted to learn more about them, and then, you know, started playing sports in high school and wanted to get better at all these things. And you start getting into breaking down the X's and O's, and it just made me fall more and more in love with the game. And then you get into the stats and everything. And I think that is one of the beauties of sports, is we can have conversations with people that maybe aren't on our depth of knowledge, but yes, we can still have a conversation about Aaron Rodgers. We can still have a conversation about Devontae Adams and all these guys. But, you know, we might know all the numbers. They just know from the eye test that they look good, and that's fine. They don't have to know all the numbers like we do, but we want to get, you know, deeper into it, and that's also fine.
I'm not afraid to admit it. It's just that it was what, I don't know if they still do it now, but it's what we did. Of course, you know, me being a sports nerd and all that, we well documented. But at nighttime, this is just the way it was, and I'll admit it. Grab a 12-pack of beer, throw it in the back seat, three, four, five friends getting together. Someone drives around town. We're all just drinking beer. That's just that's just what we did. I mean, you talk about crazy. I mean, that was sheer stupidity. But that's, again, that's what you did back then. We are going to get back into the actual sports of what's going on in the NFL right now, because it is a season that I'm trying to figure out if this is if this is the way the NFL is going to be right now, or this is just a one-off year, how close these games are. People talk about the parity and every team has a little bit of a shot at things. And that, to a degree, is certainly true, ringing true this year. But the odds makers are fairly accurate every year. I'm not saying they're spot on. It's just like betting the NFL. You know, you can have a great week, and then the very next week you can't hit the broadside of a barn with a wager. But the odds makers that put these things together, they're fairly accurate. And they're like fortune tellers. Sometimes I disagree with them. Sometimes I agree with them. And that's the magical world of you got to play the game. You have to play. You have to have an outcome. There's got to be a winner here. This tie thing is just nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. You have an NFL game, the most elite level you can play the game at, and you're going to tell me there's going to be a tie. And there was one this year. That's just, come on. You got to have an outcome. But nonetheless, these guys are fairly accurate. And when we get to through week 13, where we're at now, when we get to this point, now we see a little more clarity. And as the season moves along, we do see some clarity being developed here. Tampa Bay is the favorite to win it all right now. Where do the Packers lie? Now, Tampa Bay is a little over 5-1 to win the Super Bowl. That's a good number. I mean, you've heard the term value. Ryan Horvath, when he jumps on with Bart here, that's a good value right there. Means low money for a big payoff. 5.25, plus 525. A little over 5-1 to win the Super Bowl. I think you're in good shape to throw down, you know, $100. I mean, you're getting back $625 on the ticket. You get your $100 back plus 5.25. I like that. So second, and a team that again, if you listen to the fantasy football show Sunday mornings here on the Fan. You know that I've been all over Kansas City. Do not count them out. They're just a little bit of a lull. They're figuring things out. When the bell rings, they're going to be playing. And look at Kansas City now, moving up in the rankings all over the place. They're 6.5-1 to win the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs. You wouldn't know it. It doesn't feel like it. But they're at 6.5. I like their chances, too. With the AFC being a crapshoot, wow, Kansas City at 6.5-1 to win it? Three, roughly cut it in half to show? Little over 3.2-1 to win the AFC. You don't even have to win the Super Bowl. I think they're getting there. That's my pick at this point through 13 weeks of football.
You think they're getting to the Super Bowl?
I think Kansas City's going to the Super Bowl. I do.
That offense is so bad right now. And I don't know what it is, because I'm kind of getting tired of hearing that, and I'm a big Mahomes guy, so I want to, you know, state this at the beginning. Like, I love Patrick Mahomes. He's probably my favorite athlete to watch right now. But I'm getting frustrated with hearing all these experts go, well, they're playing that too high, and the Chiefs just can't figure it out. Well, other teams are facing the too high, too, and they're figuring it out. So I don't know what it is with Kansas City that they can't figure out how to get that offense clicking again, but I'm kind of getting tired of hearing the excuses with it, because other teams have faced it too high and they've beaten it too high. The Packers were facing it and they figured out, okay, we need to run the ball, and they've had still a decent offense with it. I'm sick of hearing Kansas City's and the people make excuses that they're getting played differently and they can't figure it out. It's 13 weeks through the season. Let's go. Figure it out by now.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that, but I would say this. Early on in the season, I thought Kansas City, Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Kelce and these guys, they got into a habit of always thinking that it should be showtime. It's always showtime, and it's always Tyreek Hill streaking 68 yards for a touchdown. Kelce across the middle, barrels his way into the end zone from 23 out. Okay, they were forcing the showtime. I think they remedied that to a degree, and they got on a run. This was, you know, a month and a half or two ago. They got on a run because they accepted what the defense was giving them. So that remedied that. Okay, now graduate to the next step that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to make. And Chris Collinsworth on the Sunday night broadcast, he's an amazing broadcaster. That whole broadcast is amazing. I mean, they are top-notch in the NFL, without question. He brought up a point, Collinsworth did, about Patrick Mahomes, and he ISO'd on one play there. And it was just a simple out, I think it was. And Mahomes is side-arming. It's like, Collinsworth was like, what are you doing? What, you don't need to sidearm that pass right there. You just hit your open receiver and you go on to play another play. I thought that was a great point. And again, it falls into line that earlier in the season they tried to be, every play can't be showtime in the NFL. And you're right, Toby, in that Green Bay figured it out a little bit. And that's LaFleur. And that's LaFleur saying, hey, man, we're going to win in different ways. And it can't all be Devontae with, you know, 9 catches for 185 and 2 touchdowns. Like, you're not going to win every game. Every one of your wins is not going to have that stat line through the air. So they find ways, pound it with A.J. Dillon, pound it with Aaron Jones, hit Aaron Jones out of the backfield through the air, different ways. Well, Kansas City, I think, is going to graduate and figure it out. They're at 3.2-1 to show up in the Super Bowl. $100 makes you $4.25 back. So it nets you $325 for just, and you tell me who's going to represent the AFC. Big fan of Tennessee. Big fan. I'm still not sold despite the, what is it, 7 wins in a row for New England? Is it 6 or 7? 6 maybe?
7.
I'm not sold.
Yeah.
I'm not sold on them yet. I'm just not. I think it's a possibility that they could put things together, bump somebody out of the playoffs, you know, that you wouldn't expect. But I'm still not quite sold. I'm Mac Jones in the passing. Mac Jones has some maturity to go through. But Belichick knows that, and as evident on Monday night, he threw the ball 3 times. Yeah, it was windy and conditions were horrible. Packers, plus 750. That's 7.5-1. Steal of a deal, free money. They're doing one of the top seeds in the NFC. They're doing this all without 3 stud players. They're doing all of this while being beat up, finding different ways to win. I think that's a gross underrating of the Green Bay Packers this year. I do. When you're talking wagering, it's 7.5-1 to win it right now after 13 weeks of what we know, and they're going to get healthier. Are you afraid of Dallas coming into Lambeau? Are you afraid of the Rams coming into Lambeau? Arizona, maybe a little bit before their time. Let's face it. I think it's a collision course for a rematch, Brady Rodgers. I mean, depending on how the seeds go and who beats who, that NFC title game is probably going to be, it's clear to say that the 2 best teams in the NFC are Tampa Bay and Green Bay. No disrespect to the Arizona Cardinals at all. New England Patriots at 8-1 to win the Super Bowl. I'm not buying that for you. Buying that 8-1?
I think they could get there, man. Their defense is real. That running game is real. I think they play such a different style than everyone else. Maybe the Ravens play a similar style with a different style of offense where they're going to run the ball, play good defense. But if you give me a chance and Bill Belichick has a week to prepare in a playoff game, and if you get to the Super Bowl and he's got 2 weeks to prepare for a team, I'd take my chances with New England against just about anybody. They may not be the more talented team, and they probably won't be, because I don't even know if they're a top 10 team in the league talent-wise. I think Bill Belichick has done a masterful job with that team to get them where they're at, and I would take my chances with them. I'd like that defense. I like that running game. I like their ability to be able to muddy it up and play a game where if it's down to the last second, they got a chance.
They better not be in a situation where they're chasing a bunch of points.
No.
They better not be in a situation where they're three scores down. Even two scores down early, Belichick has been known to stay patient, get into the second half. Let's see what happens. You get down three scores, late second, middle third, they're done. Mac Jones, he needs some maturation.
You're right. If they were to go down like the Chiefs did to the Texans a couple years ago, it's over.
99. Yeah. And speaking of 8-1, Arizona Cardinals. See, I think these odds makers are seeing the same thing or viewing it the same way I am, in that I might be a little bit before Murray's time, just a little bit. He's an outstanding NFL quarterback and hitting a stride. There's something when you compare Arizona to Tampa Bay and Green Bay, it's like you want to put that one seed in. What are they, 10-2? You want to put them up there with them, and you're torn on it a little bit. I would just say it's a little bit before their time. Buffalo Bills, 10-1. Bills, again, guys, there's still 5 weeks left. They can put things together to be a force. There's a little value in that for me at 10-1. I wouldn't rule those guys representing the Super Bowl. I still say it's Kansas City, however. Dallas is at 12-1. You want to talk about something you can't put your finger on in terms of flaws in the NFC? That's the one. Nice record, 8-4. Maybe still looking for a signature win, possibly. Might be Arizona in a couple of weeks. But just something, as always in Dallas, just not right. Rams, now we talk about value, 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. 13-1. Throw $100 on. That ticket pays you back $1,400 on $100. Tough to pass up. Could they upset one of the other, Tampa or Green Bay? Possibly. That's possible, especially this year in the NFL. But I don't think they can come up with both wins. So that depends on the structure of the playoffs this year. The Baltimore Ravens, boy, how they have fallen out of favor. 15-1. Lamar Jackson, just a couple of years removed from the MVP of the NFL. Lamar, hit a wide-open Mark Andrews, you win a football game on Sunday. I got a little tired of reading articles to say Mark Andrews couldn't come up with the catch. You've seen that play, Toby, right?
I think Mark Andrews could have caught it. We were talking about this the other day during one of the breaks. I think Leroy and Dan Plucker were talking about it, saying you got to catch that thing with two hands. I still think Lamar threw it a little too far. Got to throw that with a little bit of touch. But
just throw it to the man. He's open.
Yeah, I agree. It was on Lamar. Mark Andrews maybe should have caught the ball if he puts two hands out there. I still think it's a little too far. Lamar's got to hit that guy. That was not a long pass. That's only about in real yardage, like a 4 or 5 yard pass, maybe 6. You got to lay that thing in there.
Just put it on him. Wow. That was very unimpressive on both sides. And unimpressive on the call. They go for 2 for the win. Maybe they thought it was house money because the AFC is such a scrum. Maybe John Harbaugh thought that, let's go for 2 if we lose. Yeah. You know what? We're still in this thing. We're still a top feeder in the AFC. I don't agree with that. I would say that you play for another series, play for overtime right there, but Are you a big fan of going for the win right there?
We've seen it
occasionally over the years.
Yeah, and that's what the Ravens do. That's their thing. They like to play aggressive with the analytics and everything, going for it on fourth down, going for it in situations like that. So I wasn't surprised to see Harbaugh go like that. He said that, you know, them losing Marlon Humphrey for the year kind of played a role in that. I get it, but I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. I don't want to be one of those guys that the result, you know, changes my mind, because in the time I thought, awesome, go for two, I love it. And I thought they had the right play design. They had everything there. Lamar just missed the pass. They didn't execute. You know, whether you want to blame it on Lamar or Mark Andrews, whatever, they just didn't execute there. I don't mind the call.
You're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, roughly a 500 team. A team that's on the fringe. Don't get hyped up on this Pittsburgh Steelers heritage and Big Ben and no. You take them to overtime. The better team's usually going to win. I know they've tweaked the overtime rules a little bit, but I'm not a big fan of that. To finish up, 22-1 are the Tennessee Titans. And this is disappointing to me, and I know we talk about injuries and overcoming injuries. Everybody needs to do that. The health metric, as we discussed earlier in the show, it does play a part. But you see what Green Bay is doing. Tennessee, wow. No Derrick Henry, no Julio Jones, no A.J. Brown. They're a little bit on the messy side. Thus, the 22-1 after 13 weeks of football, 22-1 to win the Super Bowl. There'd certainly be value if it happened, but I don't see it happening. Could they upset? I'm a big Tennessee Titans fan, sort of. I mean, I've been watching these guys for about 3 years under Vrabel, and I think they're on their path to eventually a Super Bowl appearance with that head coach, but it's not going to be this year. So 22-1 there. So again, just to reiterate, Super Bowl odds after week 13, these are rough numbers. They can flex depending on the platform. Tampa Bay now is the Super Bowl front runner in terms of wagering. They are plus 525. Kansas City is second at 650. Packers at 750. That's 7.5 to 1. To win the Super Bowl. I've got two tickets, and I don't know how. I just looked at the payout. I should have looked at the actual odds, but I didn't want to do the math. $20, Toby. I've got two of these Vegas tickets, each of them at $20 for the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl. Pays $375 per ticket. That's really good.
Yeah. It really is.
On $20. I was going to give one away for a Christmas gift. I thought, no, I'm sort of greedy. I'm going to keep that other
ticket, yeah,
too.
I mean, that's one of those things that might be a great Christmas gift, but I'm not giving you that much money if they win it.
Like, and they have a legit chance to win it.
They
all
really
know
do.
That.
They really do. And this is one thing that I've mentioned a couple times is this. There's only two teams, I think, that I look at in the NFC that haven't really played a stinker yet, outside of week one. The Packers played a stinker. Mm-hmm. But since then, the Packers have gone out and given themselves a chance to win just about every football game. And I think the other one is the Cardinals. They really haven't played a dud of a game yet. The Buccaneers have. They found ways to win some because I thought they played the Colts and they played pretty poorly in the first half. But they've also lost some where, you know, Tampa loses to the Washington football team. Dallas has played some stinkers. You've seen the Rams, obviously, they're coming off playing some stinkers. Mm-hmm. They get back on track against the Jags. But I think you look at the top teams in the NFC, there's only a couple teams that seem to take the field every week and play well. Right now, I'd say it's the Cardinals and the Packers. That's why I have them as my top two teams in my personal power rankings that we do here. But I still think you're right about how the Cardinals are, where – Kyler Murray, I don't know if he's mature enough yet to lead them on a deep playoff run. But the Packers, they're the most ready team. And it's funny because we talked about these different things of who do they need back most, whether it's Jair or David Bakhtiari or Za'Darius Smith or whatever it may be. But they're 9-3 without those guys pretty much playing the entire season. Yep. And some people are saying, well, they're going to need him back to win a Super Bowl. But are they? I mean, they're 9-3 without them. I think they could still get it done without them. They're just going to get better if those guys get on the field again.
They are. And when you look at the matchups here, we look at, you know, Matt Stafford against Aaron Rodgers. And you know where that's going to go. So it comes down to, you know, the highest of the confidence levels. They're very similar, Buccaneers and Green Bay Packers. And really the common thread, the common theme, is Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. If they're not playing against each other, you know which side you're leaning. Now they play against each other, and we've seen it one time already with the Super Bowl on the line. It just it could happen again, and it's coming right back down to possibly a Rodgers-Brady kind of rematch NFC title game. That would be fifth in, what, 8 years for Green Bay? And you want to talk about the sky falling? What if they – oh, I shouldn't even plant that seed. What if the Packers do lose an NFC title game again? I think we're all going to lose our mind. I think that would happen. But again, you can't tell me that any one pick is wrong if Brady faces Rodgers in the NFC title game. You can't tell me that I'm out of line if I pick either way. Anywhere in this country, anybody, all the analysts, all these talking heads, myself included, neither one would be wrong to say, no, I totally trust Brady. I totally trust Rodgers in this situation.
Well, and that's why if you look at these top five teams in the NFC, there's really no team that if they beat another one, it's an upset. You know, if the Cowboys come into Lambeau and beat the Packers, okay, maybe the Packers are favored.
A little bit of an upset.
Yeah, maybe the Packers are favored by, you know, 4 or 5 points, whatever it may be. But I wouldn't say it's an upset. It's not like the Giants beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl that year. It's not an upset of those kind of proportions. You know, you might have a team that's favored, a team that you expect to win. But any one of these top five teams in the NFC could beat another one, and I'm not going to act surprised by it. Like, if the Rams go to Tampa and find a way to beat Tampa in the playoffs, I'm not going to be surprised. If, you know, the Cowboys, whoever it is, the Cardinals, whatever, any one of these teams can beat each other, and that's, I think it's a good thing for the NFL with all these teams playing so well, because you never know. You have to tune in every week because, you know, you think the Bills are playing well? Yeah, they lose to the Jaguars. You know, it's things like that that make this league so fun. You know, and yesterday on the big show, they were talking about Minnesota and making fun of them. And then Ross Tucker comes right back to Gary and says, are you going to ignore the fact that your Packers lost to the team that lost to the Lions? You know, it's one of those things that happens where this league is just fun to watch every single week because you never know who's going to win. And I think it's a good thing that we go into the end of the season where we don't know who the MVP of the league is right now. We don't know who the favorite in the NFC is. We don't know who's going to win the AFC. It could be any one of, you know, 6-7 teams in the NFC. It could be any one of like 8-10 teams in the AFC. And it's fun to watch every week because of that.
What do fans want in terms of a matchup in the Super Bowl? I know we want Green Bay. I get that. But what do you think nationally the fans want to see? Like, what would be that matchup that's like, wow, this is a great Super Bowl?
I mean, Brady Belichick is obviously going to be a great storyline, but I don't know if I actually want to watch that football-wise. The storylines going in, great. It'd be fun to hear the press conferences and everything, them praising each other and having to face each other. That'd be fun. I don't think I actually want to watch the actual football game of that.
It would be the direct opposite. I would get sick and tired of the storylines leading up. Brady, Belichick, Belichick, Brady, me, and then get to the game. Like, can we just get to the game and let's see who's going to win, Brady or Belichick? Let's play football.
Yeah, I get that. I'd rather see a team like, and you say that you expect them to get there. I'd rather see a team like Kansas City find their way in and play a team like maybe the Buccaneers or I'd love to see Packers, Kansas City. That'd be the Super Bowl I'd love to see.
That's what I'm predicting now. That's right where I'm at. I think it's Green Bay, Kansas City. And if you'd asked me on week two, I would have said Green Bay and Tennessee. Tennessee was my big pick back then. Now, again, you lose Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown and company, and they're out of sorts. And Tannehill turned into a pick machine, and I don't know what happened with him. So that was consistent on the NFC side, and I gambled on Green Bay to go to the Super Bowl. I think it's Aaron's last year. I think he's gone after this year, playing for another team, and I think it's a last run, and he seals the deal and gets to the Super Bowl. And that being said, I've been on the Kansas City bandwagon for about a month or so now, 4 or 5 weeks or so. I think they put things together, and they're a tough out in the AFC, and that would be a cool Super Bowl. That really would. All right, you want to join us, 414-799-1250. We'll go over the remaining schedules here for these big boys in the NFC. I've been calling them heavyweights throughout the season this year. We'll check out who has the easiest path, potentially, to get to the big dance. The Bart Winkler Morning Show, Toby Altizer, Tim Allen here, Wednesday edition on 1250 AM The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show, exclusively right here on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim Allen, Toby Altizer, Tim and Toby. Tim and Toby in the morning. Look out, Bart. Look out, Bart. Tim and Toby's got a nice ring to it.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. We are live here in the Lakeland University studios.
Online or in person, learn your way at lakeland.edu. Festivals, football, the great outdoors. Some people say fall is the best time of the year. It may also be a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
So, 5 weeks to play, and the NFC is kind of cool. It is. And I like this NFL season overall. A lot of people are saying that you just never know. And, you know, I like the big boys, and I like, the monsters. Well, you've got a bunch. I think it's the best of both worlds in the NFL here. So we hear the term seeding a lot. And with an additional wild card team in, You're going to have a San Francisco or a Minnesota or on the other side, you know, maybe a Pittsburgh get into the playoffs, and where normally they wouldn't be worthy of that. And I do like that to a degree. Baseball's expansion of the playoffs, I would just say overall I like that, but I think you need to be more careful in baseball because you want to honor, and it's a sacred postseason appearance in baseball. Got to be careful with that. But with the NFL, hey, I'm all right with it. You don't want to get it to the NBA where for years and years and years, if you were a 1-8 pairing, it's over. I mean, it's just literally over. Has an 8 ever upset a 1? I don't know. If they did, it was rare. So we look at the remainder of the schedule here. And again, this is a dangerous proposition because you never know on the AGS stat, any given Sunday metric, that all of this could go haywire anyway. But just to get you up to speed in the competition, Arizona Cardinals, currently the 1 seed. They're going to play the Rams this Monday night. That's a cool game. I mean, we've had 2 consecutive Monday night games. Just beautiful, beautiful matchups. Patriots and Buffalo, and now we get the Rams and Cardinals. So after this week, again, they play the Rams. Then they'll play the Lions, Colts, Cowboys, and Seahawks. One would assume you're going to win 4 of those games. Is that fair to say? Rams and Cowboys against Arizona is probably the 2 most challenging. And you do have a division game in there to wrap up the year with Seattle for Arizona. So I doubt you're gonna see a meltdown. Green Bay Packers, as you guys know, they're going to have the Bears this week, then the Ravens, Browns, Vikings, and Lions. Ravens, Browns, Vikings, Lions, Bears. Honestly, they should win them all.
Yeah, that Ravens game on the road is going to be tough. But outside of that, the Browns aren't playing very well. I thought they would be a team that might contest the Packers, but they're not playing very well right now. Baker's hurt. I think you can kind of cross that one off. I think the only one you're looking at has got to be that Ravens game.
And the Vikings already beat you, so you're going to split there. It's just, you know, in looking at this on the surface. And again, as I said, I disclaimed it. You've got to be careful with this because any given Sunday, things could go goofy and haywire and sideways on you. All right, then we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers schedule. And these are all the teams that are within play for the 1 seed, which is that coveted bye. That part of the NFL I do like. I've had a little bit of an issue with the 2 bye teams. A little too top heavy. Buccaneers have the Bills this week. Bills, Saints, Panthers, Jets, Panthers. Bills looking for blood here this week. I think that's the Buccaneers' biggest challenge. Buccaneers face the Bills. That one's Saints, Panthers, Jets, Panthers. Come on, they're going to get fat. Wow. I mean, if Arizona does stumble a little bit, wide open door for Tampa and Green Bay. There's a chance that both those teams, Green Bay and Tampa Bay, win the remainder of their games. I know that sounds funny. They could. It wouldn't surprise me. Let's see. Cowboys schedule. They face Washington, the Giants, Washington, Arizona, and then the Eagles. There's no way with any degree of confidence that I can say they're winning every one of those games. No chance they take it off the sheet. The Arizona game is challenging. The Washington's won 4 consecutive games here. I think they beat Dallas in one of those matchups. They'll play Dallas in 2 of the next 3 games. Eagles, final game of the year? Don't know what's going on with the chance at the division. Cowboys may wrap it up by then and then just sit their players. But Arizona, probably going to fall. I could see them going 2-3 in their remaining five. 3-2. Let's just say 3-2. So they're a non-factor. Division winner, non-factor, I would think. And then we get to the Rams. Rams have the Cardinals, as I said, Monday night. And then a division. They stay in division. Seahawks, Vikings, Ravens, Niners. So again, for the Rams, who had lost three in a row before beating Jacksonville, Cardinals, Seahawks, Vikings, Ravens, Niners. They're not winning all five of those games. So that being said, it comes down to, does Arizona stumble? Let's go back to the Arizona schedule. The Arizona Cardinals have the Rams this week. Rams, Lions, Colts, Cowboys, Seahawks. They, in theory, could lose both to the Colts and Cowboys, which is going to open the door to Tampa and Green Bay, and one of them could even lose a game and get the one seed, depending on tiebreakers, conference record, all that stuff that plays in here. So I guess you break it down to Arizona, Green Bay, Tampa Bay with 5 weeks to play, and that's where it sits. And Green Bay, tiebreaker over Arizona, very important. Cowboys, if they do have a chance, they have a good conference record at 6-1. So they hold some tiebreakers if there's non-head-to-heads. This is cool. The NFC. I can't wait. Each and every Sunday. Now, this Sunday is the final week without additional football. I believe, Toby, you can confirm this. Is it next Saturday that we start NFL on Saturday?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we got some games on Saturday next week, so that'll be good. Have a weekend full of NFL football. It's going to be good.
Absolutely. And the Packers right there. Aaron Rodgers is not going to have surgery. Za'Darius Smith, Jair Alexander, Bakhtiari, all scheduled to probably be back by the time this thing is all done. Tampa Bay having some issues with Antonio Brown, but unless they release him, which I would doubt, he'll be back for the stretch run. Leonard Fournette on an absolute roll. You know the defense can step up. Arizona Cardinals, as I said, I just don't feel it. Do you feel Arizona?
No, I don't feel like they're getting the recognition they deserve, but it probably just because they haven't proved anything yet in the postseason. Like, we have proven guys, proven teams in the postseason that are at the top here with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers and Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, and yet the Cardinals are above both of them. But I think you're right. We just haven't seen it yet out of the Cardinals in the postseason, and maybe this is the year for them to do it. It only takes one to kind of get over the hump, but I don't know. It just seemed last year they were good, and then they kind of fell off at the end of the year. This year they've seemed to at least hold on throughout the middle of the year and now towards the end of it, but we'll see come at playoff time if they're able to compete with the big boys, because that's who they're going to have to beat is a team like the Buccaneers or the Packers or even the Rams or the Cowboys to get to where they're going to want to go.
Yeah, and the Rams, I think if you're looking for the upset here, you got to remember what the Rams did with these trades that they made, bringing in Stafford, Von Miller. They've signed the wide receiver. They're all in this year. And so think about how hyped up the L.A. Rams are going to be heading into their first postseason game. That's kind of a dangerous situation to be in for whoever they play. And it looks like they'll go on the road. They're not going to catch the Cardinals. They're going to go on the road in the first round. And that's I'd be a little nervous. The Rams going to Dallas, there's no question in my mind Rams could pull that victory. Just because the motivation is there. It's what they've built that team all around. Was this one year, well, for the most part, this one push here to get to a Super Bowl. That's a dangerous team a little bit in that first game. After that, the honeymoon will wear off, and they're actually going to have to win a couple of more games to get to a Super Bowl. So I'm not that confident in the Rams after their first game. So once they get to a Tampa, a Green Bay, even an Arizona after their first game, then they're two and done Instead of one and done, they're going to be two and done. And we've already seen what the Rams did in Green Bay in the playoffs last year. So all interesting stuff here as the NFL season just getting better and better. And again, as I said, we're looking at Saturday games, so you get additional days of NFL consumption. And I do appreciate, Toby, you're going to take over here?
Yeah, absolutely. I will. Yep.
I do appreciate the conversation we had with you, Toby, and our listeners about I hope no one was offended that I was calling us all sports nerds.
Well, that's what we are, right, Tim? I mean, we are pretty nerdy about it. Maybe some people aren't as nerdy as us, but we are sports nerds.
We kind of are, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I never meant that in a bad way. I just wanted to know what led to your path being right here with us, listening to a sports talk station, listening to a sports talk morning show, and boy, oh boy, that was a fun conversation. I'll see you guys on Fantasy Football Weekly Sunday morning as week 14 in the NFL, and week 14 has four bye week teams. I can't rattle them off the top of my head. I think New England, Indianapolis.
Yeah, I know the Colts because I don't have Jonathan Taylor this week, so that's not great.
Yeah, I think Patriots, Colts, I shouldn't have even tried it. Yeah, so there's two of them, possibly the Eagles. I don't know. But we'll get you up to speed on everything you need to know for fantasy football here in week 14. Playoffs are here in fantasy football. That's another reason why we're sports nerds, fantasy football. That's not the most impressive thing to pick up girls. It's not like compare being a good fantasy football player and trying to impress women or playing guitar. It doesn't compare, does it?
No, not really. I can't play the guitar, and I'm also single, so put those two together for you, Tim.
Well, you're young enough. Grab that guitar. There's still time for you. All right, well, you guys, Toby, we'll take it from here till 10 o'clock. And what you got coming up, Toby?
We're going to talk about the Packers football team. We're going to talk about a player that I think we're kind of understating his impact.
Okay, very good. Been fun. We'll do it again. I'll see you guys Sunday. You're listening to the Bart Winkler Morning Show on 1250 AM The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.